Hi there. The word for you today is, do you need a breakthrough? In 1 Chronicles 14 verse 11, we read, they called the name of that place Baal-Perazim. The Bible says, and I quote, the Philistines made a raid on the valley of Rephidim, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? The Lord said to him, go up, for I will surely deliver them into your hand. So they went up to Baal-Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like a breakthrough of water. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal-Perazim, which means breaking through. To get a breakthrough in your life, you must do what David did. He did three things. One, he reminded himself that, quote, the Lord had made him king. That's 1 Chronicles 14 and 2. So, you've got to remember who called you and whose spirit lives within you. God called David, and he's called you too. And when you know that, you won't let the enemy put you down or push you around. Second, he inquired of the Lord, shall I go up against the Philistines? Question, have you discussed your problem with the Lord? I know you've talked to others about it, but have you talked it over with the Lord? You see, God doesn't respond to your need. He responds to your faith and your obedience. When you've obeyed him, you'll win. And three, he gave God credit. He said, God has broken through my enemies. Sometimes God will do it for you. Other times he'll do it through you. That's why you've got to hear from him before you make a move. You can't do God's part and he won't do your part. It's not just a matter of doing something. It's a matter of doing what God tells you. When you do that, you will get a breakthrough.